He hurried on, telling himself not to be silly. He passed another hole, and another, and yes, eyes were looking at him, then disappearing again into the darkness. Soon every hole had a face which watched him with eyes full of hate. The mole felt he had to get away from these faces. He turned off the path and hurried into the thickest part of the wood. Then the whistling began. It was soft and far behind him when he first heard it. Then it seemed to come from in front of him more loudly. The mole stopped and listened, then went on again. He was trying hard to stay calm, but his heart was beating very fast. He was alone and far from help, and the night was coming down quickly. Then the pattering began. At first he thought it was only falling leaves, but then the noise grew louder and nearer, and the mole knew what it was. It was the sound of little feet running behind him, in front of him, on all sides of him. All the wood seemed to be alive, running, following, chasing something or somebody. The frightened mole began to run too, but he did not know where. He ran into trees and bushes, he fell over things and into things, he picked himself up and ran on. At last he found a deep, dark hole in the bottom of an old tree, and fell into it, too tired to run another step. He lay there, shaking with fear, and listened to the whistlings and the patterings outside. Now he understood why the rat did not want to talk about it, and why other small animals from the fields and the river bank never came here, because now the mole had felt it himself, the terror of the wild wood.